Support for Puck Off comes from DraftKings Fantasy Sports and millions of dollars in prizes.
Go to DraftKings.com and use the promo code PUCK, P-U-C-K, for your chance to win.
Hey, gang, what's going on? It's Frazier Smith. It's playoff time, and it is Puck Off. And look who's over here, my partner, Joe Bartnick. Joe, what's happening?
Hey, Frazier, fantastic. Just a great time. I thank you, all the fans in Tampa and Orlando and Hollywood, Florida, that came out. Big Puck Off fans asking where the captain was. I said he's holding down the mothership, and great games.
All the games are unbelievable.
Fantastic. And
unbelievable.
We brought in a pipe hitter.
Man,
guy that knows his hockey.
No one is cooler than this guy.
Yeah.
He's the coolest guy in show business.
Best looking man in podcasting.
He's pretty amazing.
My partner, the
Court
great McCown.
Court
McCown
is here. Come on.
Hello, everybody.
Come on.
Hey, how are you? How are you?
And Court, of course, was telling us he picked Tampa Bay early in the season.
Unfortunately, it's not on record, so we can't.
Well, what
I believe
yeah,
it. No, I believe
not. No, what a friend of mine was talking to me, this guy, and he goes, and LA was kind of in and out at the time. And I'm a diehard Kings fan.
You're a big Kings fan.
Nobody I want there more than the Kings.
Yeah,
but they were really taking a beating at the time, and I think they had on like a 6-game loss. And I was like, they go, who? So if it's not the Kings, who do you think? And I just, you know, at the time, Tampa Bay just looked so good. And I was like, you know, I think Tampa Bay could go all the way.
Wow.
There you go. And
wow.
And actually, the captain is on record as taking Tampa Bay.
I got
and right now, you're sitting at 2-1.
I got on the bandwagon late.
No, you're right there. You were right there.
Last week I did pick them, and man, they look good.
I don't know that they're going to pull it out, but they look pretty good. They look really good. They really, really do.
These games have been amazing.
Yeah, you know, like I was telling Frazier right before, you know, I remember middle of the season when I was like, I got to watch more Tampa Bay because they just kept eluding me. I mean, I always watched Pens and in Eastern times, I always watched Pens, Wings, Boston, Rangers. It's like, you know, the Wings and Tampa, you know, and, you know, we pick on Bishop, or I did a lot. You did a little.
Yeah.
And the onions on this man to be injured – and coming back, whatever you want to say. I mean, yeah, he's not Patrick Waugh, but, you know, come on.
Hey,
He's playing hurt.
He's playing hurt. And the other thing, too, is I don't really think you've seen Stamkos' best game yet. I mean, I think he's playing well.
Yeah.
And I think he's out there, and he's putting giving some opportunities to guys like Paquette and all these guys. But I don't think you've really seen his best game.
Oh, no.
And he's setting up Killorn good, though. That line's playing well.
They are.
The triplets are great, but how about that third line?
Yeah, Paquette is bringing it.
Paquette, a rookie, and not even on the team.
Yeah.
Didn't even make the team at the beginning of the season.
But when you look at Chicago, you look at them sitting there, you know, on the bench, and you look at this kind of grizzly, you know, Chicago's a big team. They're big.
Yeah.
They're not the biggest, but they're big. And then you look at these young little faces on Tampa
Tyler
Bay.
Tyler Johnson looks like he's 12.
I know.
The triplets came out. And when they came back 13 seconds later,
that's unbelievable.
I mean, madhouse was still shaking because it looks Tampa Bay is playing so well, and then it just looks like at times when Chicago goes, okay, now it's the big boy hockey, and then they roll the Taves, when Taves, Saad, and Hossa are come over the boards. As much as I love Big Daddy Kane, when those three go out there, it's over.
Well, Hossa's playing very well.
Oh, he's playing amazing. I mean, he's going to the Hall of Fame after this.
See, I always like kind of tell the quality of a player is like when they're on the board and they're kind of getting in those scrums.
Yeah.
And you see the guy like Hossa, he always still has the puck. He still comes out with the puck.
Yeah.
You know,
and
it's like,
he back checks.
Yeah, and that's kind of one of those things where you see him when he comes out with the puck and you're like, oh, yeah, he knows what's going on.
This guy, he's really upped his game.
Yeah,
in the playoffs.
I mean, they stopped the 5-on-3, which Corey Crawford made some amazing saves on.
Crawford did make some great saves.
I mean, he made some, and then they stopped that, then they come out, and then literally, it's like, it literally was like the big boy line. And then, I mean,
What happened to
Hossa,
Dave?
Hossa danced around three guys and then made Hedman, who's played insane hockey.
Hedman's been unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Made Hedman look sick, and then Bishop stopped Saad cold. That was like, oh. And then whatever. Another line came out, and then boom. Then Saad came out again, and then they scored, and it was like, okay. It's over now. Then what happens? The triplets come out 13 seconds
later.
Well,
you can't sleep on those guys. You can't go to sleep on them.
Kucherov, he's taking it to another level, too. Are you kidding?
Man, he's unbelievable.
But don't you also think, too, it's like he gets in a situation where Chicago went up a goal, and it's like usually you see him really when they get in front and they protect, you know, they get up there, and you know, Crawford's in the crease there and everything, and there was nobody there. There was no reason for them to be up there and jamming it into the goal. They should have taken him out with a good check and just sent that guy flying into the boards, and they let him stay.
You can't do that. You're right.
Yeah, and what happened too there was, as much as we, and I think Quinville's a great great coach, he started mixing with the lines. And that line had no chemistry. But I think what was it? It was Vermette, Sharp, and Kane were on the ice, I think, when it happened.
And he had Kane and Taves in the other series together.
Sharp, Vermette, and Kane were on the ice on the game-winning goal. And Chomsky, that's not – when you're up a goal, that's when they say Keith plays 30 minutes a game. Well, he should be playing the whole third period.
he should never actually come out.
You know, it was weird, too, is because that game three was like the first period was such a great period. It was just – it was a lot of excitement. There was a lot going on. And there was no scoring in the second period, but it was probably the best period of the game, you know, in the
for
sense –
For Tampa Bay. Tampa came back – the first period, I mean, Teravainen and Hossa missed empty nets.
Hossa missed an empty net.
Well, that was a trip, and that when he got tripped on that, that was like, I mean, he went sent flying.
Still though, I mean, Hossa can shoot that in.
You think just hang on a bit longer? You know, maybe your face hits the ice. Okay,
well, he's
but that's a goal.
It's the finals,
he's an amazing player. I mean, he knew he blew. I mean, but there's two. I mean, like it should have been 3-1 after the first period. It was 19-6.
Plenty
in
of
shots.
Chances on both sides.
Yeah,
and you know, and Chicago outshot them.
19-6 in the first. Yeah. Then Tampa came. It was a great hockey game.
I think Chicago has been too friendly to Tampa. They need to get a little rougher. It needs to get a little bit grittier.
A little gritty.
Yeah. I mean, have you seen this? I don't know if you guys saw this, but it's like, was it Charles Barkley? Bought them all dinner. Took 20 people out to dinner at Cut Steakhouse.
Yeah.
So then last night or night before last, Vince Vaughn buys them all dinner. So this guy's like he's just taking 20 people to Cut every night, and someone's picking up the tab.
Wow.
Because he wanted to pick up Vince Vaughn's tab, and Vince is like, no, in Chicago you don't do that.
We pay for our guests. You don't
guests.
Pull a coin in my town.
Yeah.
But he bought Cooper. He bought Tampa Bay's dinner.
Yeah. And so did Vince Vaughn. Vince Vaughn bought Cooper's dinner the other
classy,
night.
But oh, okay. Being, it's a little
another
too much.
20 people.
Right.
I wish I had that kind of money.
I got to say, you know, I maligned Cooper a little bit too. He's coached a great series.
He's done well.
He's done a great job.
He's a great coach.
He's a great
Very
coach.
Smart coach.
He's a great coach.
To get your third line going like that?
He knows how to deflect. He knows how to deflect pressure. He knows how. They're like, oh, what's wrong with his? He can't, you know. Bishop's having trouble getting up because, well, he's 6'7". It takes him a little longer.
Yeah.
You know, he knows how to deflect pressure. He's keeping it light. He's I like three lines and then keeping Boyle and the old man, Morrow back, you know, and then you can always just throw it in a fourth line. But just I think three lines I'm a big three good lines.
And he got his third line
and
cooking.
And then specialists, the other two guys.
And I liked his attitude about somebody said, well, Johnson hasn't scored in the last game. He goes, unless your last name is Gretzky, you're not going to score every
That's so cool.
Right?
That's
so cool. Yeah. Even props to the great one.
Yeah.
And you just got to wonder, too. It's like, you know, Tampa Bay, like, I still want the inside track on what happened to Bishop. I still want to know what happened.
Yeah.
I mean, there's still nobody.
There's many.
nobody's saying anything.
He's still, you
now,
know,
I saw dehydration today, but would that do it? I mean,
well, dehydration would make you start cramping up, then you wouldn't run out of there so fast. You ever get like a dehydration cramp? Those are painful.
Those are hardcore, yeah.
Yeah, you don't run out. But, you know, the one thing Cooper did that was a little, I question though, was whenever in game one when they had the empty net, he had Killorn on the ice. And not, or he had Callahan on the ice and not Stamkos.
Well,
yeah, I'm just making note because I mean that there's the remember like 4 years ago whenever the Flyers won the final game in shootout against the Rangers. I believe the old crazy Ranger coach, you know, the guy everyone hates. What's his name now? You know, the Italian guy
Tortorella.
I think Tortorella had a. He had our guy, the King guy. He had him on the bench. He didn't put him out for the shootout. Your guy, you know, the guy that just came over. I'm brain dead.
Which guy?
The guy who came over won the cup for us last year. Us, our mistress.
I don't know who we're talking about.
I'm lost.
Jeez.
I will say this. Callahan played very well.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. This is, again, like I kept wanting it to be Rangers, Blackhawks, because I just thought there'd be some excitement there. But I'll be honest, man, Tampa Bay's bringing something. It's kind of that unknown team, because these young guys, there's not enough film on these guys over years and years
yeah.
to predict what these guys, the way they play, what they do. And I think now you've got a team like Tampa Bay that's out there that's very young, they're very fast, and they explode. And, I mean, to have these guys out there, Chicago can't watch 4 years of tape on a guy or know this guy's traits or know what this guy does because they haven't been in the NHL that long. These guys are young. They're fast. They're strong. They fight, you know, like you said, 13 seconds later. They are not giving up. They get a goal scored against them. They're going down.
And I think
down.
That's their plan, too. Yeah. I think after the other team scores, they immediately go for it.
Gabrick.
Yeah. Oh, Gabrick.
Marion Gabrick. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I might even be foggy. I'm almost positive it was Gabrick that he kept on the bench. He literally kept someone making like $10 million on the bench and put out like a third liner to take the shootout with the season. But that's past history. They're fighting, you know. And I tell you, Strawman and I mean Hedman and Strawberg have just played. Strawman have just played amazing defense.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Hedman looks
awesome.
He looks like Larry Robinson. I mean, yeah.
Has happened to Taves and Kane? They've kind of disappeared.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think if you look at
scoring wise,
I think some of the opportunities have been there. But you look what Saad's done, Teravainen's done. You look at what they're opening it up because they're keying on Taves, they're keying on Kane, they're looking at them all the time. There's always
well,
somebody
they have
on
Paquette.
Their ass.
Paquette has been shadowing Taves.
Yeah, but you see that, and it's kind of. That's kind of like in basketball. You know, someone's going to be on Larry Bird or someone's right. going to be on, you know, someone's going to be on that guy. And that gives the other guy an opportunity to break out. I mean, you saw it with in the first period the other night, man. You know, I think it was Kane that had the puck down low and they just kind of were all going towards him. They left it open at the top and bam, you know, it was right there.
I think Taze
screened that one too, which was great.
So you're saying the big guns are kind of drawing the attention.
I think they are.
Dish
yeah.
it off.
Yeah. But
Well, I think Kane can play a little better. Maybe he is a little tired though. You know,
he hasn't had a goal or a point in three games.
Yeah. I mean, it's the first time ever. I think he's been without a point in the first three. You know, he's a big timer. It's game four. Remember last series? It's like, oh, what's going on with Kane and Taves? And then all of a sudden, it's like, okay, it's four or five.
Well, that's right. They came alive at the end of that.
And I think a lot of the we'll see for the saves of the week and stuff. I mean, a lot of them are against Taves, or a lot of them are like Kane would have had the assist, or Taves would have had the assist. But you know, so you know, I mean, Bishop has made some.
He's played really well.
He's made some big saves.
But the guy that a lot of people you don't talk about as much, but who's playing a hell of a series and has had it from the entire playoff series, who's played above and beyond what you would expect, is Richards. I mean, you know,
Richards
is a guy that, you know, was kind of written off. I mean, he he's come around and he has contributed big time to Chicago's success this series. And it's a guy, I mean, he's 36 years old, something like that. And this is a guy that's in there. He's playing tough. He's playing tight and he's creating some opportunities for Chicago.
He started the arms race. Out west, because you know he came to Chicago and they got their number two center, and that's why back in October I picked him.
Yeah.
And he's coming through. He had a mediocre,
And we knocked him a
little
bit.
In a mediocre regular season. Yeah. He started picking up. I'm like, but they got him. He's a Conn Smythe winner.
Exactly. I mean,
he knows when to show up. Yeah, you know, I tell you, if Oduya, I don't know, they say, if Oduya, I mean, it's going to be hard for them to win.
Is Oduya coming
if
back?
If Oduya's hurt. He didn't skate this morning.
But there's some other guys out there. You got Sharp who's playing. He's playing well. You know, you got
Sharp is not. Sharp is not playing well.
You don't think Sharp got a couple penalties against him in the end?
Yeah,
Sharp
fanned on the game winning goal.
No, no, excuse me, Sharp. I'm talking Shaw.
Oh, Shaw's an absolute gamer.
Yeah, Shaw's playing well.
I mean, that one goal was just him putting the team on his back, out muscling everyone and putting. I mean, he's a guy I love. Yeah. I love Shaw. Well, we've been the Shaw guys here.
Yeah, we love Shaw. Sharp took a couple bad penalties in game two.
Game two, he took bad penalties. In game three, he was on the ice at the end. He got danced at the blue line. Yeah. That's why they can't. The guy that passed to Hedman danced him. That's how Hedman got so wide open.
Yeah, and you look at guys like Seabrook. Seabrook's having a good series.
Seabrook is playing amazing.
Yeah, that guy's great.
I mean, we always love Keith, but Seabrook has been amazing this year.
It's just one of those things where that's why I say still you can't say. I mean, as great as Tampa came around, and I think Game Three was. I mean, that shot that went top shelf. I mean, that hit the post. That barely got in there.
Yep.
That was one of those things where Crawford, I don't know how he doesn't get that one, though, because that was a wide open shot.
Callahan's opening shot, the first goal?
No, the third goal. Third goal when he just...
Oh, the one on the one that tied it?
Paquette.
Yeah,
that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you're right, though. He let a couple easy ones in, but made some amazing saves.
Made some amazing saves, and it was one of those things where that's just coming down. He's coming down the right side there, and he just... backs it and just hammers it. I mean, granted, that was a hell of a shot, but still, it was right there. It was right on the glove.
It was gettable.
His glove. It was right at the glove, you know?
Yeah, he's you know, like Quinville said, he's playing so-so.
Well,
you know, I mean, it's the only way to. I mean, no, he hasn't. I mean, he's definitely Bishop is on one leg out playing him. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
But see, I remember watching Crawford when he came to the Staples, and I was watching him and watching the warm up, and I started thinking of him as like Megatron. I mean, this guy is so big, and if he
you
just
mean Bishop.
Crawford, when he played State, they came and played a game to Staples, and I was watching him in the warm-up, and he was just, he's so big. I mean, he's so wide.
Goalies are bigger now.
Yeah, they're bigger, but he was exceptionally, for some reason, he just looked, you looked at Quick on the other side, and you looked at Crawford, and it was like, he just, I don't know if he even is bigger. He might be the exact same size.
Well, Quick's a little guy.
He looked big to you.
But he just looked, I was like, this guy looks like Megatron, you know, just this massive machine in front of the goal.
He did make some great saves.
Yeah, yeah. I tell you one thing, too. I would not be surprised if tonight, we're taping this Wednesday, it'd be game four in the Madhouse on Madison. I would not be surprised if that Callahan shot goes in again. I would not be surprised if you see Darling.
You think?
Really?
Darling came in and saved their bacon against Nashville.
Yeah, he played good against Nashville.
And this is it. They can't lose tonight. No. I don't mean you know a power play deflection tic tac toe stamp a power play against the triplet Stamkos and Hedman.
But if he lets an easy one in.
Yeah, like that one.
Yeah,
but, you know it was not. I mean, you know, it wasn't it wasn't an easy shot, but it was Stanley Cup. When you tell the team, I will be better in Game Three.
Yeah,
you don't let that one up.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one. That's the one I saw, and I was like, I just saw that, and I was like, I understand, but there wasn't. It wasn't like there was someone in front, so he was having to.
He saw it.
No, that was a gettable goal,
and it wasn't Brett Hall. I mean, Callahan's a gamer, but it wasn't Rocket Richard.
No,
it was Callahan coming.
He should have had.
Yeah,
but he did make some amazing saves.
He did.
One thing I will say, Tampa Bay, if Bishop does have problems, their backup is awesome. This.
Vasilevskiy. You talk about the onions on that guy coming in ice cold and
ice cold and handling a power play. I mean, he didn't come in ice. It was the funniest thing is I saw him and he put his mask up to take a drink and you could just see his eyes. He's like, man, his eyes were big. He was like, I got to find this puck, man, because this is tough.
Yeah, I mean, he's
20.
Imagine just sitting there thinking, I wonder if we win, what if my hair's going to look good for the team photo. You know, and then boom, BC Bishop skating off like, wait, you know, Ben, do you need a towel? What's going on? He's like, no, you're in. I'm like, what?
Wow.
You
know?
And that's got to be a weird thing, too, is you're sitting there, you're 20 years old, Stanley Cup Finals, and all of a sudden, and it's rocking, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, is Bishop comes skating off. I mean, what, I don't know if he had to use the bathroom, he had to get an IV for dehydration. I don't know what's going on, but he takes off and run, you know, and goes in the locker room. So it's like he's probably sitting out there. I mean, on somewhere in the back of his mind, he's got to be thinking, when is this guy coming back?
Yeah. And then go back in like he yanked him twice, yanking his chain. You know, I always say it comes down to the weakest link. You know, and you know, for a little bit there, it looked like it looked like maybe it's Tampa, maybe it's Garrison. He's had some goals, but he's made some bad plays, bad penalties. Then you think, oh, our old buddy Coburn from the Flyers getting danced, taking bad penalties. But really, you know, it's coming down to you know, the Blackhawks need one of these defensemen to step up. Whether Oduya plays or not, they need another guy to step up.
Well,
they really do. I mean, they
also need some of their goal scorers to put one or two in.
Yeah, and I think.
I think that is going to happen. That's going to happen.
I do think you're right, Oduya. Oduya took a beating in Game 3. I mean, he took a beating in Game 3.
Yeah, and that's a smart thing for them to do.
What's he officially out for?
Upper body, but he just didn't skate. At the time I left, I was watching NHL Network, like, he wasn't in the morning skate. Huh. So
because I mean, he took one into the boards, pretty good. He took one into the bench.
He took a shot into the bench.
Knocked him out.
Well, it was one of those ones where you saw him take that hit, and he took a good one.
They targeted him. They hit between the second and third in Game 2. They ran him, and it started that scrum.
Yeah,
and then last night they gave him a nudge, like, oh, you're going that way, pushing to the boards. Yeah, I mean, hey, He's not old. But he's not young.
And you start taking those every other night. You know, the big hit, the one that's probably bruising a rib.
Yeah.
Or you know, that's
and they're targeting him.
And they have to. Yeah. You know, I mean, Keith is there. I mean, I don't think
I love Dromelson. Seabrook's played amazing. They need. I don't think I always say his name right. I don't think Trump. People online are bitching at me too about it. I think. Chomsky, I think he's played okay. I think they need Coach Q said he played pretty good. They need Van Riemsdyk. They need him to play. They need Van Riemsdyk to play better because I'm not sold on Rumblad. Rumblad, he looked like he was. He looked scared. He looked like deer in the headlights to me. Yeah.
But what do you?
And Teeminen is. If you're playing Teeminen, to me, you're not playing Teeminen. To me, you're saying I'm afraid of the young guys playing. I'll just let Teeminen sit on the bench because Teeminen's a he's an instant minus. He's not. He was a minus against. He was a minus against like Nashville. He was a minus against against Minnesota.
He's a minus
Tampa
on the bench.
But what about Jamerson? Because Jamerson's another.
Well, I love Jamerson.
He's another. That's
no, he's
another
a big
guy.
Three. He's partner. I mean, he's going to play.
Hey guys,
the whole game.
We were talking about Bishop's weird injury. What's going on with my boy Bickle? Vertigo. He had vertigo.
Not good.
Well, yeah, that's.
It's not a good one to have.
No,
not when you're ice skating.
Yeah,
you're already going around in circles.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah,
not when you're ice skating.
What do you think's going on there? I
don't think they're making it up. I mean, I think he's out.
Wow,
and that's
a loss.
Oh, it's a huge loss. I mean, I know you're the president of the fan club.
I know. I am. I love Bickle.
But, yeah, well, who doesn't? I mean, but he's one of those guys. He's one of the guys you need to forecheck and slow Tampa down.
That's right. Like Court was saying, you got to rough him up a little, and that's your guy to do that.
Make Coburn make a play.
Yeah.
You know, make Garrison make a play. They're making like a little bit of a free skate. A little bit of a free skate.
If you watch, you know what?
Shaw's the only one hitting. When Bickle's not out there, Shaw's the only one hitting.
And I think Court is right. That's the only way to slow down a speed team, obviously, is to hit them.
Well, yeah. You see cycle the puck. Not the pretty play. Get Kruger out there cycling. You know, get Vermette out there cycling.
Well, plus that's an old Flyers tactic, as you know. If they couldn't skate with you, they'd knock you around.
Well, you look at this outlet pass. These outlet passes, they're coming out of their own zone, and the guys like all the way across center ice, and they're throwing these passes, and they're wide open to go into the zone.
You've got to
block them. Come, you got to get a little tighter up on your line to keep them from coming.
Well,
into
that
zone
was a
so
bad
freely.
Change. That Callahan goal was a bad change.
Well, I know, but if you look in general,
it was a bad everything. They should have been paying attention.
Yeah, but there was the great thing about the second period was you started watching them. You started watching them fighting them getting it in the zone, and when they fight them getting it in the zone, they weren't having these free skates into the zone where they could set up, and they started doing that, and that's why that second period you saw no scoring.
Right,
you saw Chicago kind of getting a little bit stronger, and they spent a little more time in their own zone because they have, I think Chicago has a better, they have a better team as far as moving that puck around, and you know they've played together a lot longer. They know what's going on. They move that puck better, and it's just, I mean,
Lightning's all fast break.
They're fast break, and it's kind of fancy. It's a lot of scate by drop it back, and then they shoot it over.
Well,
to
that's
the other
why you got
to
hit them.
Yeah, you got. I mean, if you smack that son of a bitch right when he's coming across that line,
makes him think twice next time.
Send him into the boards as he said. He's taking the pass. They're not going to get in that easy. They're not going to be able to set up.
I don't think you're going to physically. I don't think you're going to intimidate Tampa.
No, you're not.
You need to slow him down. Look at Johnson. I mean, he's been, everyone.
That guy's unbelievable.
He's been targeted for a month and a half, but no one stopped him.
he's a tough kid.
I mean,
he's a tough kid too. He got nailed, and he just. Kid.
Oh yeah, and I mean, the Rangers were like hit. I mean, the Rangers were cheap shotting him, and he was coming back. He didn't say a thing. And one guy though, he's not in the doghouse. He's like one of the extra him and the old man Morrow. But Brian Boyle has not reared his ugly head if you're a Blackhawk fan, and he's due for a big goal.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I mean, he's another prime time player. It's only getting more interesting. Yeah,
I wish they played the best of 20.
I hate to see an end.
Yeah, I know, because when it's over, we're going to do our favorite right wingers of all time, and there'll be no hockey.
Then it gets to be a real vamp.
Couldn't it just be the best 11 out of 20?
Right,
can we just
on.
Do it that way?
Well, you know what? It seems extra exciting this year, doesn't it? I don't know. I guess we said that last year too, but it.
Last year was one of the best years ever in professional hockey.
Yeah, that was. It's because your boys, but your boys were amazing. Came back from 0-3.
But to come back from three game sevens to get into that was incredible.
Yeah, that was incredible. But this is for the excitement level's very high here.
Oh, it's because you've got two exciting teams.
Yeah.
It's not, and that's why in a weird way, like as much as I would like to see the Rangers back in it, just for the kind of the star power, so to speak, that's involved with it. Tampa Bay is an exciting team to watch. They always have been.
This is much funner than watching the Rangers back it up and try to watch Lundqvist steal a 2-1 game.
Yeah, really.
It's all it would be. And then Quinville would coach him up to not make stupid mistakes, so Chicago would not make stupid mistakes. And you wouldn't even know that the Blackhawks are playing two young defensemen who were scared because the Rangers would never push them.
Yeah.
And these guys,
it wouldn't get to that.
Yeah.
And these guys are their worst nightmare. Those defensemen.
Yeah.
Because you don't want those guys. They're fast.
No, they don't want to be out there
flying
either.
Flying by you, man.
But it's getting to the point where it's like, I mean, I can't wait for tonight's game.
Oh, it's
exciting. I just can't. I'm really looking forward to it. And I've done this, I had to go to a thing on Monday night, and someone goes, hey, and I go, don't say a word. I don't want to hear a word. I put my phone on airplane mode the whole night
so
that when I got home, I could watch the entire game without anybody saying anything.
You got to dodge those comments.
And it was so exciting. It was such an exciting game.
Okay, before we get to Corey, let's talk about DraftKings.
Yeah, man. Let's do it.
fantasy golf. I didn't know anything about fantasy golf, but you can do fantasy golf.
Not only can you do it, you can make $2.5 million doing it. Are you kidding
me? That's even more than the pros.
Yeah.
Without even get that kind of money.
Without looking for your ball. That's amazing. And it's huge. And it's you can do it every week.
Well, it's getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, and it's a good thing because, I mean, you know, look at Tiger in last place. So if you picked Tiger last week, don't pick him this week.
That's okay.
I picked Tiger last week.
Did you?
Yo, he's bound. I thought he was bound to win.
Well, he seems due.
Yeah.
But you know what? You can pick someone different every week. DraftKings is America's favorite one-week fantasy golf site, and you can win huge prizes in every tournament.
Yeah, you just have to get in by Thursday, and it's the biggest golfing tournament in the world.
You can win $1 million.
Yeah.
And Tiger can't do that anymore.
No.
No. Just pick 6 golfers, pile up the points, and pick up your cash. That's it.
I think it's the best way to play golf.
It really is. Like you
sitting
say,
on
you
your couch.
You don't have to look for your ball.
No. I know. I mean,
it's in the couch.
I'm going to actually do some scouting, though, because I could use that kind of money.
Well, you just chew, right? Who couldn't?
I know. I mean, it seems like, I think if you listen to this show, you're crazy not to go and try. It's a couple $1 million.
Yeah, come on. Who wouldn't want that? And just choose your players before next Thursday and tee off. Hurry to DraftKings.com now and use promo code PUCK, like you say, Joe, to play for free for a shot to become a millionaire. DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
Hello.
Hey, Corey. Joe and Frazier and our good friend Court here. Thanks for joining us.
Awesome, bud. Anytime.
Wow, an exciting series.
We missed you last. What? Who did you predict? You can say whoever you want now. You had the Blackhawks, right or no?
What? No. What's that? I didn't hear you there.
I'm sorry. Yeah, we didn't catch you last week, so we don't know who you picked. So you can say who did you have?
Well, I can cheat and say Tampa because they're up 2-1.
That's what Frazier wanted to do, but he had Tampa.
Come on.
I still think Chicago's going to win.
Do you?
I really do. I think they're so experienced. I think that last game was they probably should have won. A little bit of missed luck and Crawford with a goal that wasn't great. So, but I still think they can win. And they're too experienced and too good up front, like too much with Taze and Kane, and those guys know what they're doing.
Yeah, that's why I love Corey. He always has my back.
Well,
I always have the genius with me. There's so much to talk about. What I mean, first, we missed you. I mean, you're the best. What about what about coming in cold and getting a win? The young kid from Tampa Bay. I mean, what were your thoughts on that? It's amazing.
That was crazy, but that's actually not a bad situation to be in because he didn't have any time to think. if he would have started the other game, maybe he would have had time to think about actually how much pressure there was in the game. So it was probably actually a pretty good situation for him to just come in. And he made a couple of pretty good saves. So I think the thing that surprised me the most was how well Tampa handled the first period there against Chicago, and they got outshot, but they kind of weathered it and hung in the game, which in that building, going into that building, that place is nuts. I mean, there's 22,000 fans. So loud. And for them to be able to handle that like that, a team that's not as experienced as they are, and I was impressed. I'm impressed with the Tampa team.
That was impressive. What do you think's going on with Bishop, Corey?
You know what? I was watching him the other day, and I was trying to kind of figure it out a little bit. And as a goalie, if you have an ankle injury, you can't play. If you have a knee injury, you can't play. So I'm thinking it's got to be like a hip or a groin. You can play through that. It's really uncomfortable, but you can play through it. But the way goalies play, I don't think you can play through a knee or an ankle injury. So I think he's hurt his lower body because every time he moves across – that's just kind of what it seems to be he's favoring. But, that's my best guess as to what it is.
You always hear, like, hockey players, that everyone always plays hurt. But you never hear too many goaltenders that actually play, like, hurt.
You'd be surprised. They're always hurt. Trust me.
So did you ever play really, really hurt? like really hurt?
Yeah, I finished a year. I tore my rotator cuff, and I finished a year like that. But I didn't know I'd torn it until they went in to fix it.
That's how tough he is.
Yeah.
But yeah, you just do it. I mean, it's just what we grow up with. You just, you know, you play. If the team needs you, you play. And sometimes, depending on the situation too, if you're, sometimes, you know, you're better off playing at 80% than the guy behind you at 100%, depending on the situation.
Well, this kid is very good. His backup.
Yeah, Valesky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, he is good, but he's not ready for that, though. I mean, what
is he? We were saying that earlier, that it's got to be a deer in the headlights.
I love that's why Corey's the best, though. He comes on and says, that's probably good that way. That's the inside information Corey gives us. Hey, Corey, what do you think? I mean, you know, Coach Q said, Crawford's been so-so. Do you think if he gives up another, like, comes out there and just instantly, you know, the Callahan, you know, it wasn't actually Rocket Richard coming down. Do you think he might go to Darling, or what do you think?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think he's good. I think Crawford's fine. They'll stick with him. He's done it before. Goalies have poor games. I remember game 5 against Anaheim. He was awful, Crawford. Game 6 and 7, he was lights out. So that's probably what they're hoping for.
Hey, Corey, thanks so much, and we'll catch you next time.
Yeah,
and
that was great.
And we got you on for the he's still going Blackhawks. I'm still going Blackhawks. Frazier
he
is still
coming,
living.
I'm still going Tampa Bay.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Corey, are you with me?
I think, well, you know, honestly, I'll be honest. I really do think Chicago is going to pull it out. As much as I would wish Tampa was going to do it, I just still think Chicago looks too strong, too experienced.
And now
I'm sticking with Lightning.
You were saying that you saw that.
So after the game the other night, they had this. They had a great special on Sanderson, and it was like a documentary, like a 30. It was like a 30 on 30 ESPN thing, and he was in it. I mean, it wasn't just. I mean, he was. It's, you know, it's him now. He talks a lot to it, and they have a lot of footage on this guy. But I mean, he was talking about, you know, I mean, him and Orr. You know, it was just like he fed Orr the most famous goal in history.
Yep, yeah.
You know, and it was so cool to watch him, like, you know, Bobby Orr talk about, like, you know, because Bobby Orr was. He was the most famous man in hockey, so to speak,
and one of the greatest players ever.
But Derek Sanderson was more well known as far as, like, more out there in Boston at the time. Then
he was like the Joe Namath of hockey.
He was very much like the Joe Namath, and he opened bars. He had a talk show. He did all this stuff, and he became a raging alcoholic,
right?
And when he moved to New York, he got traded to the Rangers. He started doing cocaine. It was the 70s. And he was talking about games. And Bobby Orr was talking about it. He goes, you know, this guy'd come in and it'd be like, Jesus, man, did you have a rough night? And it was like, you know, because you could just smell the booze.
Yeah.
And he was still an amazing player in all through. But there, you know, when they had the, you know, the AHL or the
World Hockey.
When the World Hockey came in, and he went over to Philadelphia to play, and he got paid like $2.6 million or something,
right?
Whatever it was, he was the highest paid athlete in the world. You know,
and then that'll buy a lot of coke.
And they paid him $1 million to leave.
Well, did they really?
They paid him $1 million to never come back.
That's great.
And that was like, but this guy is like,
well, that's why they started the morning skates. They could skate all the alcohol and everything out of him in the morning.
Well, but
then go take a nap and then come back and play.
But evidently he would take the nap and then go drink some more before the game. I mean, it's like you see these interviews. It's also the time, you know, at the time. It's like he's doing an interview after a game, and he's got a cigarette in his mouth. He's smoking, and they're like going, yeah, great. And he's going, yeah. And he's just, and you can tell. But he, you know, he said that, you know, he was such a great young player, and he was so great when he came into Boston, and he was young. He was only 20, 22, 23, and, you know, he basically retired at like 30.
Yeah, and really early.
He didn't have that long of a career, but it was a great career. But it was so cool to see him. He goes, I didn't drink. I only started drinking 2 years ago. And it was like, I had a lot of catching up to do. That's what he said. I had a lot of catching up to do. And they had this great one interview with him where they're talking to him, and he is just out of his mind shit-faced. I mean, just if I can say that. He's just out of his...
Yeah.
And they ask him, he goes, so, Derek, do you think you're an alcoholic? He goes, nah. And it's just... And it was bad. But... Great.
So what TiVo, watch it. I'm sure
it's so good.
They'll
so
play
good.
It 1,000
yeah,
more times.
I want to see it. I want to see it.
I have it TiVo'd. Now let's do the awards.
All right, man. Oh, can I talk about one thing quickly?
Oh, absolutely.
You know, as a Red Wings fan, we have our new coach.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. No. We can talk about
that later.
I was going to do that in the news and notes at the end.
Sure. No, let's do that.
Yeah, I wanted to give him more than just a. I think it's going to be great for you.
I do too.
Let's do the Goon of the Week. Game one, the big setting the tone. Callahan just boarded Shaw. It was a big one. Then we had a Strawman crush Saad at center ice. You never see Saad get run over like that. Even Edzo, where they're like, you never see Saad get hit like that. Welcome to the finals. And then in a funny one, I thought Seabrook on the power play, if you remember, he gained the zone and then stopped and just knocked over Tyler Johnson just for the heck of it. Kept the puck.
Yeah.
just to get a shot in. And we had game two. Game two, you might remember, we love the tone setters. Palat came out as king of the triplets and just first shift just crushed Seabrook and then went and crushed Oduya.
Yeah,
that was a big one. And then Tyler Johnson, a little revenge on Shaw in that game. And then the one that probably really hurt Oduya the most was right at the intermission between second and third period. Palat really kind of cheap shot at Oduya right into the boards and he skidded across ice and then boom. And then your friend, our friend, friend of the show, Mr. Vertigo himself, game three, Bickle crushed Schuster. And Schuster is a big boy.
Wow.
So,
I'm always going to try to pick Bickle.
Yeah, well.
But.
Do I get a vote?
Yes. Yeah, you do.
I'm going
to
say.
Let's let him pick the Goon of the Week.
I'm going to say when Stallman hit Saad, it was like, it was just this hit that just, I mean, literally upended him. It's like one of those things like where the skates come up off the ice.
Yeah.
And he just goes down really hard. And it was like, it was middle of the rink. So it was just this brute force.
Yeah. We love to set the tones once.
Yeah.
Let's set the tone.
That's my favorite.
Our Goon of the Week.
All right, there we go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now let's do the Save of the Week.
Save of the Week. Boy, a lot to pick from here.
Lot to pick from.
Game one,
we have Callahan on the breakaway, and Corey Crawford said no. Game two, we'll paint the picture for you. 2-on-1, they come down, Kane to Saad. Bishop says no.
Yeah.
Then, if you remember this one, just in the middle of a play, kind of up around the blue line, all of a sudden, then the breakdown, Tave steps in, comes down the left side, backhand, I thought it was in. Bishop says no. Then at 2-on-1, we have Killorn to Stamkos. Crawford says no. And then one for the kid, Vasilevskiy. Stops Richards from the point on a point blast on the point blast from your buddy Richards. Now, game three, just some big ones. Stamkos early in period one with a big wrister and then the big kick out by Crawford. Then we had a 4-on-4 play, Kane to Tara Linen, and Bishop said no. That was huge. Then we had Vermette on the breakaway. He picked Garrison's pocket,
right?
And then Bishop said no, but Vermette, being the Phoenix Coyote and not the smartest, best hockey in the world, he should have given it to Hossa. Yeah.
Probably
it ended up to be a 2-on-none, but Vermette, you know, a little selfish.
Yeah.
And then we had Crawford with Stamkos shot, Palat tip. Crawford with the save. And then to me, the big one, maybe the one that pushes it to the, I don't know. To me, the best save of the whole series was Hossa, the disco on two people. Hedman, he shakes Hedman over to Saad on the doorstep, and Bishop said no.
Well, you know what? We better let Court pick them all. Well, he's our special.
I mean, I'm either going to have to either go with Callahan's breakaway because that was that was ridiculous.
I was going to pick that.
It was ridiculous, but I've got to agree with you. The Hossa to Saad save was probably one for the ages because that Hossa Saad duo, that's like, I mean, Callahan's one guy, but Hossa and Saad are two amazing guys.
It was just.
I'm going to have to go with the Hossa Saad. You know, because that one to me really was, because if they score on that, it's 2-2. They go to overtime, and Chicago's got the momentum, and they probably pull out game two, and not Tampa. So I'm going to have to say
it was in game three.
That's what I mean. But that's what I'm saying. Chicago would have gone up 2-1. I think if they would have scored that.
Yeah.
And they tied that game up. And
scored it then as opposed to two shifts later. Yeah, that's when Saad scored two shifts later. And that's when they came back 13
seconds
later. Would have
given them more momentum. All right. Well, that's our save of the week.
Save of the week. And then we have in the silent award, we almost had a Claude Lemieux when Kucherov came out of the box on the breakaway. But he flubbed the puck, rolled off his stick. So he never made this. So we can't give the save. There was no save because he flubbed it. But we call it the Claude Lemieux, even though Captain hates Claude Lemieux.
I don't like Claude Lemieux.
when someone comes out of the box and scores right like out of the box.
Yeah.
Now I think we all can pick our own
Man of the Week.
Man of the Week.
You want my pick?
Oh well, let's hear from Ronnie first.
Here's my pick, guys. Third liner, not even on the team. When the season started, he was in the AHL. I'm picking Cedric Paquette.
There you go. The captain has spoken, Mr. McCowan.
Scored the game winner.
I got to be honest with you. Paquette would have been my guy. That would have been the guy. I think he's the guy that's really made a big difference.
Right?
I think that guy has really...
Shadowing Toews.
And, you know, the fact that Stamkos has not really... Like, we haven't... I mean, he's contributed. But, I mean, I think Paquette's really stepped up, and I got to give it to Paquette.
All right.
I'm going with the kid, Vasilevskiy.
Oh,
he stepped up, the man, right there. He stepped up, the man on the mountain.
Yeah. The little deer-eyed, yes. doe-eyed boy. Yes.
Now, because we haven't had a true Robert Probert, we haven't had a true in a while, I'm going to throw this out there. I'll let the captain decide if he's worthy to affix his name on the greatest of them all. Robert Probert. I'm going to pitch this. How about Ryan Callahan? He's playing 6 days after appendicitis surgery.
That says a lot.
I mean,
I wouldn't come out of the house for 2 months.
Yeah.
I'd still be on Vicodin.
Yeah.
Whether you had an injury or not.
Absolutely.
I did, it's up to you if he can.
You know what? I'll go with you.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a man.
Yeah, he's a man.
A bad dude, man.
Yeah,
he's
that's a bad man. Yep. I mean, can you imagine that?
I can't. His stitches aren't healed.
I'm still crying from my surgery 6 months ago. I'm not
the
playing
stitches
in the.
Aren't
and he's playing
healed.
A badass series anyway.
Yeah, and that's one thing. Why isn't Shaw like? Why isn't the stick in his gut? Like,
I don't know. But you got to think about that. They've still got stitches. He's still got staples.
Amazing. Only hockey players.
Yeah, only hockey players. You wouldn't see that in the NBA. You know, what's his? No. Shaq had a bad toe. He sat down for 6 weeks.
These guys are unbelievable. Yeah.
He would literally be, if he was a baseball player, he'd be out for the year. And what is it, May or June? It's
probably,
June. Yeah,
right.
He'd be done.
Yeah. He'd see him in September.
Yeah. No, September, he'd be done. No, he'd say, September, why even play then?
Although, since
I am the president of the fan club, get Bickle in there. You know, it ain't easy playing on vertigo when you got vertigo.
No.
So that would be my second choice.
Right.
Yeah, but you still don't have staples. You don't have staples in your body.
Vertigo's nuts, man.
Yeah. Oh, man.
My mother had vertigo.
It's bad.
Yeah. Let's hope he can play. I don't know if he's... I think he's playing tonight.
They need him because, as Court said, the only way to stop these guys, slow them down a little. You got
to
hit him.
I'm telling you, I bet you anything tonight, you're going to see a lot of forechecking. You're going to see a lot of these guys get hit before they get to the.
Hey, Jim Belushi will be out there hitting them if they're behind. I mean, everyone's coming. I mean, this is it. Yeah. You're not going down 3-1 to go into Tampa Bay.
Not
so, I mean,
happen.
This is it. I'll tell you, Vince Vaughn,
don't take him out to dinner too early.
Why isn't somebody like shitting in an oyster or something? You know? I mean, come on.
What about, but that's the thing, though. You know, whatever's wrong with Bishop, you know, you get Bickle leaning on him.
Yeah.
That is one thing I got to say, the on the 5-on-3, the rough was questionable.
Oh,
the rough,
yeah.
The rough,
yeah.
The rough was.
I agree on that.
The rough was questionable, And then, you know, then Bishop fell down like somebody shot him when
that was a dive.
That was it. I mean, he got hit. They should have evened it up. It should have been okay. You ran him, but it was the Tony Award.
I know.
And then let's go 4-on-3.
But the interesting thing about that penalty too was is when he went across the front of the crease there, it's like, and he was kind of falling, he led with his left hand that went right across his face. It wasn't like he really did.
But now, Court, couldn't you be trying to honestly catch your balance or stop, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, he is being pushed.
I watched it like 4 times. I was like, I actually kind of was
so you think he took him a little shot at
I think he took a little shot at
oh, him. He definitely took a little shot.
I think he
at
took
him.
A little shot in, but I think it's one of those.
Was
things
he pushed
where,
though? He was pushed.
He was pushed, but he's like, here's an opportunity to smack this guy right in the face.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm not gonna hit him. I'm not gonna go forward, but I'm not gonna really move out of the way. And I think he thought that it was gonna be kind of tighter, and it would have looked like a little bit more of the push than it was. But his hand was so far in front of him that it wasn't like.
So you think that's a legit call?
I was 100% legit.
Yeah, I just think they could have called it a belch, but I don't like going 5. I didn't like, you know, I'm much better with that call. The first rough was BS. The first rough was BS. It should have been a power play anyway. I think that was the problem. Yeah. So, but now let's get to other important or news and notes section. The captain has a new head coach.
Man, this guy, I like him. He coached my alma mater, the Western Michigan Broncos. And his first season there, he took him to the Frozen Four, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And he coached the Grand Rapids Griffins. They've had a great success. He's got a great track record in those leagues. And
I love
he's
that
also
name, the Griffins.
Yeah,
that's such a cool
I was thinking
name.
About that too.
That's such a cool
yeah,
name.
That's a cool
he,
name. Well, that is. That is.
He his press conference, he sounds just like Babcock.
Right. Well, he was assistant under Babcock.
Right. But he and you know what? And he's like, you know, they're like, what do you think? And he's like, well, you know, we got 3 great leaders on this team. I can't wait to get to camp. He said, we beat Tampa Bay, all those young kids. he's like, we beat them in the minors 3 years ago to win the Memorial Cup. I'm like, that much more confident than what Babcock was saying on the way out, remember?
Well, yeah.
Babcock's like, we're not close. I'm going to Toronto.
I didn't like that. And, you know, and this guy did coach a lot of those guys.
Yeah. I think it's a great hire. I mean, Ken Holland, the best GM in hockey. He doesn't make any mistakes.
Jeff Slashel.
Yeah, Slashel.
You got Slash in his name.
And guess who's going to be on the bench as an assistant?
Who?
Chris Chelios.
Oh, Chelios.
Yeah.
Awesome. Oh, we can't lose.
No, it's going to be, I'll be watching even more Red Wings games. Mickey Redmond, everybody. The great Mickey Redmond.
So that's
congratulations.
Well, thanks, buddy.
Yeah,
I was
really
worried about who they'd get.
You could have got Blausma.
Yep. That's true.
Yeah. You could have got Captain Kangaroo. You could have got anybody. You got a good choice.
The only thing it makes you think is you take a kid, he's had pro experience, he was an assistant, yeah. But take a kid coming out of college and the minors, you wonder, should they have gotten an NHL name guy? But I like this guy.
Well, he has all the players' respect because he coached them all in the minors.
Yeah.
And that's a young team, and you know that the big guys, Datsyuk and Zetterberg, are going to follow right in.
Yeah.
And he's already kissing those guys' asses. I mean, and Holland's such a great – I mean, you're poised. It was a great hire.
I think it was
the one you knew that was going to happen. You knew they were going to pick that guy, and they did, but he came off so good in the press. Some press conference you see the guys like the guy from Ottawa, and they just gave him a new 2-year deal, which was great because he had a great season. But I remember seeing his first press conference, and you're just like, Dave Cameron, you're like, this guy looks like a child molester. Remember? And
it's like, yeah.
Who's listening to him?
Weird guy.
All the guy did was, you know, knock the Bruins out of the playoffs.
Yeah, he did great.
And Claude Julien was given a vote of confidence.
He did great.
From the Boston Bruins.
Yeah,
well,
how about that? Yeah.
Cam Neely with the old kiss of death, the off-season vote of confidence. I expect Claude Julien to last 7 games next year.
But he's in for now.
And a big tap of the stick to the great, the guy who was so nice to us, Nick Nixon.
Oh, that guy.
Going to the Hall of Fame.
Deserves it all the way. The Kings announcer.
Yeah, the pre- and post-game announcer. The guy hopefully will follow in next year.
To me, he's as good as any.
I love.
Don't you think?
I'm a diehard fan.
Even Vin Scully and the top guys. This guy.
I think hockey is the hardest game to call.
Oh, it probably is.
I don't think there's any. This
guy's a great gentleman too. If you meet him, he's awesome.
Super, an ambassador, and congratulations on that one. Barbecue Bruce, they fired his assistant coach, Matt Lauer, whatever his first name is. His last name's Lauer. But I think that's funny, like Barbecue Bruce, the get rid of his assistant. Yeah, Bruce. That's the problem.
Yeah, blame it on this guy.
That's the problem, Bruce. Yeah. Is your assistant. His name's Brad Lauer.
They're never going to. I mean, when were they there last? What was it, 2000?
They won.
I know.
Getzloff and Perry were rookies.
Yeah.
2007?
2007, yeah. Okay. But since then, it's like bridesmaid, never a bride. You know, they get close.
And they had that good team, but they couldn't close.
No, they don't close.
Well, I like the Ducks. I'm not going to knock the Ducks, but they're in the wrong,
wrong division.
The Kings are great. Yeah. And they, the Kings are great. And the Blackhawks, I've said before, it took Quick playing like Jesus to stop the Blackhawks twice.
Yeah.
That's how, and it could
be. We like Jesus, though.
Yeah, we do like Jesus.
And the NHL meetings this summer, they're talking about doing a coach's challenge replay on goals. Not just the ones they do now where it's like, okay, is it in or not? They're going to let coaches have a challenge flag. They're thinking about it for goalie interference calls that may be missed or offsides plays. What do you think of that, Captain?
I don't know.
Your thoughts?
I always think that's a little meddling, and I don't know. I prefer to keep it old school.
There you go, Mr. McCallum.
I agree, old school. It's like stop.
Enough, right?
Stop enough already. It's like not everybody's going to get it right every single time.
Sometimes that's just part of it.
It's just part of the game. It's like next they're going to go, okay, you can only hit him twice, but you have to hit him on the right side. You know, if he's a left-handed player, you got to hit him on the right side
and
of the face.
And it's subjective. Who said they get it right the next time, the second time?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, no, leave it alone.
That's what I said.
Leave it alone.
The other thing they're looking at, and the great Ronnie Francis, he brought it up to the committee, and when Ron speaks, people listen. He's like, let's make the faceoffs easier to win for the offensive team in the offensive zone. Defensive guys put their stick down first in the defensive zone all the time.
Negative.
No.
You don't like that?
Leave it.
I'm against it. Yeah.
And I think that might help a little bit more. I think a little scoring would not hurt. I think a little more scoring would not, without doing anything stupid. I don't want the nets bigger. But you can tweak a faceoff rule. The other thing is apparently the Pittsburgh Penguins are up for sale.
Should we pool our money, guys?
Or they're looking up. I looked at my couch. $565 million bidding is starting.
$1 million shy of that.
Yeah, we almost had that.
They're, according to Forbes, the 10th most expensive franchise.
565. What do you think about that?
I think, this is it. I mean, they have the sellout streak. They have the highest home ratings of any team. And it's only going to go downhill from now. Lemieux's not stupid. Sell high, right?
But couldn't we call a couple of our Pittsburgh buddies like Billy Gardell
Billy Gardell, yeah.
Some of the guys that have some money and buy that thing?
That's what I'll do. We'll call Billy.
Yeah, man.
I think Billy's the only guy, him and Batman. What's his name? Michael Keaton. The only two guys I know.
Dennis Miller.
Dennis. I don't see what Dennis would do.
He's going to meddle in.
Yeah.
They're all going to have some kind of political statement.
We're going to boycott the Islanders because they voted against something.
Yeah.
A couple other news and notes. A great fan wanted to comment on the Epics series, the old HBO one they used to do, the Road to the Cup or the Road to the Winter Classic.
Yeah.
I guess it was on Epix this season, and you want me to comment? It's on Epix. I get every cable channel on Earth. I pay like $200. Don't we get every cable channel?
Yeah.
I don't get Epix, so I can't comment. It's another mistake by the NHL. It's like when when the Penguins played the Blackhawks, one of the great superpower teams of all series. It was on Sports Channel. No one got to see. It's the same thing. It could be amazing if it's on Epics.
I thought the guy that typed this up made a typo, and it was supposed to say, what about the Epic series that we're watching?
You know what? I did too.
Because Epics, yeah. I'm like, what the hell is Epic? Is this another typo? I just thought it was a typo, yeah. You know?
Speaking of things I have seen that I absolutely love, I love it, is the commercial about what's a name for the cup, and they show Gretzky, and then they show Béliveau. They go,
oh yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it's your name, and it's all about the friends.
I love seeing the old guys.
Yeah, and it can be with your friends you keep. And then they show Taves and Kane, and they show the Islanders together, and then they show it can be whatever, and they show Lemieux and Crosby together. They show the Islanders. They show them put Lindstrom's name on the cup. They show them getting engraved.
Wow, see, that's awesome. But my favorite all time hockey commercial is still the ESPN one where the Devils mascot is coming down in the elevator. Did you ever see that one?
No.
The guy's waiting. The ESPN dude's waiting for the elevator, and it opens up, and the Devils mascot's in there, and he goes, going down.
Yeah.
The other guy goes, and the ESPN goes, no, I'll wait.
Yeah, there you go.
One more tidbit, and then two quick ones, and then we'll get another special guest here. One is, you know who's the assistant to the press? Has some big title with Chicago that I didn't even know that makes it even scarier. Scotty Bowman works for the Blackhawks.
Wow.
Scotty Bowman. Legend. His resume needs. But did you understand? Can you believe wonder why. Like, they got Scotty Bowman working there too.
Yeah, no wonder.
Like, Jesus. But it was funny because he was saying about Tara Linen, said reminded him of Igor Larionov.
Wow.
The same way he back checks the professor and steals pucks in his one play head. And you know who Larionov trained when he was a rookie? Pavel Datsyuk.
Oh, is that right?
He's got some of those witch skills.
Yeah, the witch.
You gotta love the witch. And he said, and Bowman says, like I said last week, keep Taves and Kane split, because Scotty knows. Make Hedman have to pick.
Bowman said that.
Yeah, yeah. Make Hedman pick who he's going to have to play, because he remembers those old series when he goes because Pronger tried to play. They tried to play him. Like 4 years ago, Philly tried to make Pronger play both lines. You wear him out.
Yeah.
Make Hedman have to decide which line he's going to pick. Not put them all in one boat. And that's the great Scotty Bowman. And the other thing is, one more note is Mike Milbury eats at Waffle House. What a cheap bastard.
Yeah,
Milbury. You're eating at a Waffle House?
Have you ever had Waffle House?
They're pretty good.
Yeah.
It's not bad. It's not bad. I mean,
he's in Chicago. He's not in Chattanooga, Tennessee. He's not on the side of the 4 freeway. He's in Chicago.
With the best restaurants in the country.
Yeah.
I know, but once in a while, you're just craving some cholesterol.
Classless Milbury. Yeah. Classless Milbury. Once again, classless. Now we have a very special guest.
We do have a special guest.
Very special guest. A friend of Frazier's, one of Frazier's all-time.
She is my buddy.
One of all-time, Frazier, one of Frazier's biggest fans.
Oh, yeah, she's awesome.
A return guest, my daughter, Isabella.
Yeah.
LeBoo.
Yeah. LeBoo.
LeBoo.
How are
Speaking
you?
Speaking of the microphone, miss.
Good.
Good. It's good to see you. You look good. You're growing up.
Yep.
Yeah, that's cool. And you're out of school.
Yep.
That's always good. Now, do you watch hockey with your dad?
Yeah, I haven't watched hockey in 2 months.
Well, because the Penguins are out.
Oh, that's right.
She's
you're a
diehard
Penguin
fan.
Yeah.
Now, when your dad's watching the Penguins, is there like a ritual? Like he has to sit down, he has to have a certain kind of meal, or does he just sit down and he just snack throughout the whole game?
Sometimes he snacks through the whole game.
Busted.
See, now, if I ever want the truth, I'm just coming to the boo.
Yeah.
If I want the truth, I'm coming to the boo.
No, exactly.
Now, did you go to some games this year?
Yeah, the Penguins and the Kings.
You saw those games.
Yeah.
And you really enjoy going, right?
Yeah. That game was so crazy.
And Penguins won that.
In overtime.
Yeah. That's right.
We didn't have the primo seats we did last year.
Court wasn't happy about that.
Wasn't happy about that.
Who do you like? You watched the highlights with me. Do you like the Blackhawks or the Tampa Bay Lightning? Who do you think's going to win?
Tampa Bay.
Ooh,
yeah.
With Frazier.
Come on, yeah. Buckle it up. That's
she
great.
She blew that up, too. That was nice. I like
that. Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I train
I'm with you on that, kiddo. Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's great to see you. And you have a wonderful summer. I hope you have a great summer. Summer's great,
mm-hmm.
right?
She's ready to roll. Going back to Pittsburgh.
Cool. You like Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Do you go to get a Primanti?
Oh, yeah. She has Primanti. She goes, yeah, does the whole Kennywood, the whole thing.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, it's great to see you.
Thank
you. You're awesome. Have a great summer. And, guys, this game tonight, it's going to be thrilling.
Let's
enjoy. Like you say, I can't even wait for it.
I might even get some guacamole for tonight.
Come on. Cork's going crazy. Court McCowan, incredible spot
great
today.
Guest.
What a great,
great always
guest.
Always a great guest.
Thank you. He's always right there.
He's a Derek Sanderson of comedy.
That's
see him.
True. Best looking man in podcasting.
Yeah, he
right
is.
There. And, the great Court McCowan. Thank you.
Go see his stand-up. He's a fantastic stand-up comedian.
I love him. He's my buddy. If you don't like if you want to hear more of me and Court do a funny one, insensitivity training. We talk about anything. This week we had a boxing champion.
Oh, you did?
Ricky
Keyless, who actually, the cool part is he's a guy who actually fought a guy and the guy died after the fight.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
So he's like Ray Boom Boom. He's actually from Youngstown too. But that was it was one of our best ones. I really liked it. So
you got a great podcast.
You can listen.
Guys.
Yeah, thank you. You got to come do it.
I got to come in there.
Yeah.
And how's the stand-up? You got some dates coming up?
Yeah, a huge announcement. Me and the great Paul Verzi, the all-in tour, going to Pittsburgh. People waited. The part of the WDVE, Randy and Bill in the Morning, they have a great comedy festival. We're honored. We're playing the Rex Theater, me and Bill. Me and Paul Verzi and a couple other guys. And Bill Crawford. And it's going to be awesome. And then I'm with Bill Burr on the bus for the next, all up and down the West Coast for a couple weeks. But Pittsburgh, Friday, June 26th, All In Tour hits Pittsburgh, the Rex Theater, part of the DVE Comedy Festival. And thank all the fans. And
The Puckoff fans come out.
Puckoff fans
we
come out.
It.
They're the best.
Awesome.
And Frazier, who's on the mothership this week?
Well, last week I had the great Esai Morales.
Oh, I can't. I wish I would have came in just to hang out with
fantastic.
The guy.
I did a play with that guy once at Romeo and Juliet. We called it Romero and Juliet.
He's awesome, right? He's awesome.
He's a great dude. Man.
Yeah. And then this week I have the legendary Richard Lewis.
Oh, wow.
So I'm already getting depressed.
Yeah.
And Court's going to be on the show very soon too,
as soon as we get the album done, we're gonna do it. We're gonna
oh, there you go. Yeah, let the 95.5.
You gotta come in. You gotta come in.
Oh yeah, I'll come in for that. I was listening to you, and then I had to get on the plane in Phoenix, and I'm like, I flew into Ontario. If I was from LAX, I would have stopped by because I love that guy. He's in the original Bad Boys.
Yeah,
the Bad Boys. You know when you're on the dial and you see it's Bad Boys for a second, like it's not Bad Boys.
It's one of the greatest movies ever, and it also has one of the greatest fails of any. Like there's always the shot that like where there's like something in the thing that's not supposed to be there.
Oh, really?
There's a great if you ever watch Bad Boys right towards the very end when there's the epic fight between Sean Penn and Esai Morales in the prison.
Yeah.
There's a great shot at one point where they're down on the thing and they cut away and you actually see this huge Panavision camera. The camera, the guy holding the camera, the focus puller and everything. You literally see it in the, like they're kneeling down because they're getting close up to the thing. How they never saw that. If you ever watch that movie at the very end, you see the camera.
Knows hockey, knows Hollywood.
Don't they know about Periscope?
The great Court McCowan.
Court McCowan picks that
a big, big hand for Andrew, putting four people in the mic.
Boo, thanks for joining
us. Thanks to the Boo.
Yeah.
You can plug your Pittsburgh dates.
And thank you for listening to 95.5 KLOS on Sunday night to meet.
Yeah, and also the great Corey Hirsch.
Corey Hirsch.
I mean, always.
Great insight.
Great insight.
He's awesome.
You can't beat it.
Enjoy the game. Enjoy the game and the whole series, guys. It's an awesome one. We thank you for joining us on Puck Off. We are out!